Hi, it's Beth here. Episode 301. I want to talk about the movie Death on the Nile. And I've got the blue hair troll because Hollywood calls us blue hairs. Everyone over 58 years old is considered a blue hair, and they don't care what we want, and they don't care what we think, even though we're the ticket buyers. So usually my interpretation of a movie is real different than most critics because they don't care what we think, but I do. So this one is about Death on the Nile. It's Kenneth Branagh, and it was really beautifully filmed. They're calling it slow. Hey, you know what? I'm not that busy, and neither is anyone else. I can relax for 2 hours if I want to. I sat back, I enjoyed this movie. Then the other beef everybody's got with it is Kenneth's Perot mustache. Okay, everybody loves David Suchet, especially Europeans, especially the Brits, and I get it. He was an outstanding Perot. But I have to say, in looking into it, that Kenneth Branagh took the mustache very seriously, very, very seriously. And he gathered all written descriptions of Perrault's mustache that Agatha Christie ever wrote. And then he undertook a 9-month process of working on the mustache with the best makeup artist designer in the world, Carol Hemming. Okay, so they came up with this mustache because he felt, in reading all of Agatha Christie, that Perrault's mustache was his superpower and also his hiding place. People just looked at the mustache, so it had to be over the top. He called it structurally and luxuriously pleasing, maybe for the day, but that it needed to make a big impression, which it did. And the reason he had the mustache in Perrault's history is that he was in love once in his life, and his great love came to visit him in the hospital after a World War One injury. And you get to see the whole scene in this movie of how he figured out his mission was going to be done by the general, and he was taking them into battle in a wrong way. And that Perrault looked at the petrels in the sky and realized how they followed the winds. So he changed the whole thing, and everybody got saved except the commander ran into a tripwire and died, and Perrault's face was horribly disfigured. His beautiful wife, who he loved with all of his heart, came to visit him in the hospital. She looked at his disfigured face, and she just said that he should wear a mustache. So from that day on, he wore a mustache. He always had the mustache, and he always had a picture of his wife with him right by his side, and he hid from love because he felt like he had the greatest love of all. Okay, this is all going on in this movie. So what happens is, I actually was on a barge. Kit and I took the boys on a barge on the Nile. I'd been to Egypt once before. I never saw it from the same light that you see when you're on a barge. And Kenneth captured the orange sunsets and the orange sunrises. And just, it's amazing. He spent months trying to get you to feel like you were on a vacation on the Nile. And I felt that way. I don't know what more anybody wants from 2 hours. It was an escape movie. You know, during World War II, Ginger and Fred danced to help us escape. I felt like I escaped for 2 whole hours in this movie. I didn't want to leave. It was so beautiful. And then these crazy, crazy critics. Okay, so there's this amazing dance scene. Armie Hammer and Gail, she's Wonder Woman. They have this dance scene. And he also dances with his previous fiance. The whole story is told in these dances. And people write, here's one from the Observer critic, that he said it was sexless, grimy, grim, gymnastic grappling on the dance floor. What is going on with this guy? I think if your love life is in such disarray, you should recuse yourself from writing a review. I'm sorry, I don't know what he was looking at, but that's not what I saw. And I've talked to people who've seen the movie, and another thing that I go by all the time is nobody got up to go to the bathroom. No people were talking. No people were looking at their cell phones. People were watching this movie. It was beautifully filmed, which to me is a lot. Okay, so about the mustache. The mustache is a big part of the story in this one. So what happens is, you know, the whole story gets told and, you know, we find out who the killer is. And I will tell you, I have one little beef with the mustache. The color of the mustache does not go with his complexion or the color of his hair. I can't believe it. It's the mustache of a dark-headed man. It's perfect. I mean, if it was Omar Sharif, that would be his mustache. But it's Kenneth Branagh, and he's kind of a, you know, blonde, golden-complected guy, and he's got this salt-and-pepper mustache. I mean, after all their work, how they could get the color of the hair so wrong. And it is off-putting. I was not put by the shape of the mustache, but by the color. It's just so funny how I wish people just talked to regular people. You know, instead of having all the industry people come and look at the film before it goes out, you know, invite your local, you know, grocery store cashier or, you know, a beautician, somebody that does hair and has for 30 years. Have her in the theater and let her tell you what she thinks about the hair color of the mustache and the hair on his head. Just, so that was just silly if they spent 9 months trying to get it right. That is kind of crazy. There's a big line in the movie where Gail, who is fabulous in this movie, says enough champagne to fill up the Nile. That would be 79 billion gallons. Okay? But the real kicker of the story is during the movie, oh my gosh, this amazing actress, and I did love her when she was in Hotel Rwanda. She was up for an Oscar. I think she should have gotten it. Her name is Sophie Okonedo. I can't pronounce it properly. But she plays the jazz singer. Oh, God, she's so beautiful. And she's so sweet. And I looked her up and read all about her. And she says that she proudly refers to herself as an Irish Nigerian Jew. This woman has the most amazing face and voice and everything. So I'm enraptured with her. Well, so is Perot. So the whole story goes that in the beginning, we see her singing at a jazz club. And Perot's there. And he gets invited on this Nile trip and this wedding, as he always does, by happenstance. She's on the barge trip too. And she and her niece kind of disarm him. The niece understands what the mustache is and why he's hiding. And the Salome just makes herself available to him in a sweet, loving way. And he just can't. He talks for a second about having lost his wife, and he can't go on. And so the movie's ending because every single story like this ends with the murder and we wrap it up. And I was so sad. Agatha Christie always ends it like that. But Kenneth, so I'm sitting there going, darn, you know, he just couldn't rise to the occasion. Well, it wasn't the end. The end of this particular one is 6 months later, and Perot has shaved his mustache, and you see him sitting in this club, the same club, and it's closing time, and she's singing, and you just understand that he shaved his mustache, and he's coming back to life, and he wants to have some love before he dies, just a little bit more. It's so beautiful. It's not in any of the reviews. That's what happened. The mustache is gone. He's not hiding his scar anymore. He's not hiding anything. He held onto the mustache for his first wife, for that moment. and all that grief. And this actress, with all of her warmth and beauty, helps him take the mustache off and embrace love. It's all there. It's beautiful. I don't know why it's not in any reviews. And it's lovely. And maybe if you're over 58, you can sit back and just let a movie unravel at its own luxurious pace. Nothing fast happens here. You're just lost in it. It is really so beautifully done. The colors, everything. So if you just want to escape for an hour and a half or 2 hours, you know, I'm including all the previews, which I enjoy too. If you just want to escape and think about nothing else, go back to 1937 when this is done and enjoy a beautiful movie. Just take yourself out of the picture. Go back to 1937 and enjoy yourself. And don't worry about the reviewers. They're crazy. It's pretty. It's lovely. And it's Perrault changing. It's really sweet for a girl that is worth it. So that's all I've got. The mustache is a big deal, but he uses it this time. And he tells the whole story with it. And the dance scene in the beginning, keep your eyes on it, because you'll know a lot of what's coming up. That is not just whatever he calls it. Oh my gosh, what did he call it? Horrible what he said. That it was gymnastic and cold and ridiculous. No, no. He tells the entire story with the way Armie Hammer dances with both of these women, okay? Just watch it. Enjoy it. Give yourself a break. And you know what? There should be more reviewers in our age group. We do pay the price of a ticket. We do go to the theaters. When I was at that theater, a lot of blue hairs, a lot of guys taking their wives and girlfriends on dates. We still go to the movies. So maybe Hollywood should just give us a little moment. Listen to us. Or have a couple of reviewers out there that are our age. So I can see something that I can understand. If I'd read those reviews, I would have never seen this movie. Give it a chance. And it kept me sane. Kept me really sane. I had a nice break from the world. Got relaxed. Enjoyed myself. I was ready to take on the world afterwards. Maybe you need 2 hours off too. If you do, check it out. It kept me sane. And I will be back. Bye-bye.